George Jetson. His boy.
There's that cough again. Polly, want a gas mask? I'll bet it's the smog. Up we go. Well, now we've gotten rid of the smog, let's get rid of the snoring.
Why'd you have to wake me? I was dreaming about sleeping.
What's for breakfast?
Orange juice, eggs, bacon, toast with marmalade and coffee. How do you want your eggs?
Skip the eggs.
Watching your cholesterol, eh, Mr. J? Say ah.
Oh. Hmm. You burned the toast.
Have a good day, Dad.
You too, Elroy.
Dad?
Yes, son?
You're coming to my baseball game today, aren't you? It's the tournament semifinals.
Sure, Elroy. I wouldn't miss it for the universe.
Starts at 4.
I'll be there.
I love you, Dad.
Love you, Judy.
Dad, there's a dance at school this afternoon.
That's nice, dear.
Oh, thanks, Dad. You're intergalactic.
Yeah, I'm out of money, too.
Bye, darling.
Astro! So, I forgot to say goodbye.
Right from you, George.
I know, I know. I love you, too.
This is Rocket Rick, your D's Drive Time Digital Top 10 DJ. And here's the morning traffic advisory for all of you poor drones who have to do this every day.
turn around, go home, and go back to bed. Very funny. Now let's have it straight or I'm going to be late again.
Okay, here it is, straight. Just for you. The Skyway's backed up from the 101 to the 202 and the 303. Get off and head for the 404.
404? Right!
Oh, too late. The 404 is jammed.
I know. It's time for the Jetson traffic, Peter. Inflate a cop. I hate to be this sneaky, but my job's on the line. My siren's getting better every day.
Traffic school begins next Saturday. In the meantime, here's one just for you.
Gotcha! Caught you in the act. How'd you think you'd get up? Nothing like that. Gotcha! Sitting at the back. Thought you could fool me, but I gotcha! You know where you gotta go. Gotcha!
George Jetson reporting to say whatever it is I do, I just did it again.
You certainly did, George.
What's our old penny-pinching, pea-headed president up to today?
Mr. Spacely is meeting with the board of directors for the entire day.
Thank you. This is George Jetson signing off for the entire day.
And so I guarantee to reverse the slight downside of our profit picture with the newest development of Spacely Sprockets and Spindles.
It had better be good, Spacely.
It's better than good. It's cheap. And that means higher profits, more money for you, and of course, for me. Gentlemen and woman, I present to you a holographic model of our most top-secret project, the Spacely Sprocket and Spindle Orbiting Ore Asteroid Manufacturing Plant Unlimited. This plant will produce Spacely Sprockets and Spindles at one-tenth of what it costs down here.
Yeah, when it's working.
I beg your pardon?
According to my reports, this space station has worked a grand total of 3 days in the last 6 months.
What? 3 days?
This is an outrage.
What's going on here? Well, that's because we've had leadership problems.
Am I feeling exactly?
I mean leadership on the asteroid. But everything is going smoothly now with new Vice President Alexander Throttlebottom in charge. Soon we will produce our 1 millionth Spacely Sprocket in outer space.
Spacely!
It's so nice to be loved.
Mr. Spacely, you have a call.
I hate it when you interrupt my ovations.
It's important.
We lost another one.
What? Rudy, too, how could this happen?
He ran away, sir. Same as the other three. I think he got scared and just left.
That weasel Throttlebottom. I knew I couldn't rely on him. At least the plant's still running, right?
Wrong. It's been sabotaged again. And I can't tell who or what's behind it.
Well, fix it. I can't make profits if you're not making sprockets.
Fine, but I'm not pushing that button.
But the orbiting ore asteroid can't work without someone to push the start button. I'll make you a vice president, Rudy, too.
Forget it. We've lost 4 vice presidents. It's not worth it.
I'll give you a raise.
No button.
What'll I do? I can lick this problem, but how? Think, Spacely, think. First, I need a replacement for that throttle bottom. But who? Gertrude!
Yes, Mr. Spacely.
Take a problem. Need, one, a worker whose total loyalty is to Spacely Sprockets. And, of course, to me, president, CEO, and all-round sweetie pie. Two, someone expendable. Very funny. Three, someone who will work for peanuts. Four, not too bright. And five, someone who can push a button. That's it. Okay, okay, what have you got?
It's thinking, Mr. Spacely. It's thinking.
Jetson? I wouldn't use Jetson if Spacely Sprockets were going bankrupt. If I needed a transfusion. If I lost my stockholders. My home. If I were penniless. Penniless?
He is expendable.
Perfect. Jetson! You, here, now. Welcome aboard, Vice President Jetson.
Vice President?
Right. Vice President in charge of the orbiting ore asteroid. Congratulations.
Me? Vice President?
Don't slobber, George. You and your family leave tomorrow. Go home. Pack.
Vice President? Pack? Go?
Ah, how quickly you grasp things. I knew you were the right man for the job up there.
Up there?
George, what do you do for us down here?
Well, I push the button that gets things started.
Exactly. And now, with your family beside you, you face a new challenge.
Are you up to it, Jetson?
Yes, sir, Mr. Spacely.
It's going to be a lot of work.
Not too much for me, sir.
Good. Then roll up your sleeves. You'll be working overtime.
The game's almost over. I wonder what's keeping Dad.
Elroy!
Now, Coach?
Now, Elroy. The last shot of the game to win it for us. You got the tall guy on you.
Shall I give him the Elroy elevator?
What else? It's the only shot you got. Get out there and take it, or I'm sunk.
Here comes the Elroy elevator. Going up, going down, going up, going down, going in. All right. Where's Dad? My big moment, and he wasn't here to see it.
What's your name?
Judy?
Well, Judy, we got a date Friday night.
Maybe love, maybe not.
You know, you've got a real date with Cosmo. The chances
are we got. Maybe love.
And you can be sure you're going will help the recycling program, Mrs. Skypad. Thank you. What's the matter, Elroy? Did your team lose the big game?
No, I made the winning shot.
Why so upset then?
Dad never showed up.
Why, that's not like him.
Tomorrow, I've got a date with Cosmic Cosmo. Tomorrow!
Ah, young love.
I remember one time my date and I tripped the light fantastic. And we tripped a few circuit breakers, too.
Hello, I'm home, and I've got great news. They made me a vice president.
Wait a minute!
All right!
We gotta move!
Move?
Yep. To Spacely's orbiting ore asteroid.
To Spacely's orbiting ore asteroid?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
But what about my spaceball playoffs?
And my date with Cosmic Cosmo!
And my recycling!
Hey, I thought you'd be happy. You all know how long I've wanted to get a promotion. And besides, I'm doing it all for you, my family.
Roars!
Your father's right, kids. I'm sorry, honey. I'm really thrilled for you.
Metacataclysmic!
Oh, her life is over.
My life is over!
She just needs to get used to the idea.
She's not the only one. Oh, well, maybe it won't be so bad. How long can Mr. J last as a vice president anyway? I'll start packing.
Don't be so glum, Elroy. With my new job, I can set my own hours. We'll have lots of extra time together.
Then you can help me perfect my Elroy elevator shot?
Son, we'll make you a space ball star.
You and me have been together for a long, long time. And we always go through. Every time that the going gets a little bit rough, I know I can count on you. Cause every day's a new adventure, long as I'm with you. And you're never gonna have to go it alone.
Won't be long now.
Yeah, I can hardly wait.
Look, Judy, it's got a shopping mall.
A mall? Oh, nothing matters without Cosmo.
It doesn't look so bad at all.
I hope they have a quickie loop robot repair. My arm squeaks from all that packing.
There's the orbiting ore asteroid. And there's the new plant.
Your new plant, Mr. Vice President.
Well. Hometown, Intergalactic Garden Estates.
It doesn't look like any place I've ever seen before.
What's this? The garage?
It's very nice, George.
Oh, brother.
Oh, I guess I can do something with it.
You're gonna have to. It's empty.
Well, maybe the furniture and stuff is just late being delivered. Maybe.
Where's my room?
Where's the kitchen?
Where's the phone? I've got to call Francie and find out what I'm missing.
I wonder if this thing works up here.
Say! Oh! How nice!
Wow! Come on, boy. Let's give this thing a whirl.
All right.
What'll it be, Astro? Slow, medium, or fast?
Roll.
James, get me off this crazy thing!
Oh, boy, this is better than home.
Say, isn't this nice? Welcome, Jetsons.
Hey, oh, hold it.
Now, who could that be?
Welcome, Wagon. I'm your upstairs neighbor, Lucy, too.
Oh, thank you, Lucy. How nice. I'm Jane Jetson. George, come meet one of our new neighbors. That's my husband.
What breed is he?
No, not Astro. Him, George.
Him, George.
Now cut that out. Hi, glad to...
See you guys. Gotta check this place out.
I just found out Doris told Susie, and Susie told Mary, and Mary told Francie, and Francie told me. Helen took my date with Cosmo, and now my heart is totally broken. I'll never be happy again. Never, 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 never. I hate this place.
Don't worry. Kids are all the same.
You have kids?
Oh, yes. In fact, your son might run into my son, Teddy, too.
Where's your husband?
You'll meet Rudy, too, at the plant. He works there.
He does? Oh, great. I'll see him in the morning.
That's the big startup day.
Again.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, nothing. Well, enjoy the goodies. And if you'd like me to show you around the mall tomorrow, Jane...
Oh, that sounds like fun. Judy, how'd you like to go shopping at the mall tomorrow?
I can't. What time does it open?
Shall I serve dinner?
Elroy's not back yet. I'm getting worried.
Hi. Sorry I'm late.
Elroy, you should know better than... What?
Right! Hold it! How many times have I told you not to bring in pets?
I know, Dad, but he followed me home. Can I keep him, please? Can I keep him, Dad? Can I?
No, of course not.
He's awfully cute.
Well, now suppose he belongs to somebody.
Like who?
Like us. Sorry, but the door was open.
And we've been looking for the little one. Fergie Furbelow. You know better than to wander off like that. Well, what have you got to say for yourself?
We're the Furbelows. Birdie Furbelow, Gertie Furbelow.
How'd you do?
And that's our little Fergie. She's a girl.
How can you tell?
We're...
The Jetsons. George, Jane, Judy, and Elroy. We know. Been expecting you. We're all the way from the outer rings of Kryle. Now we're your next door neighbors.
Oh, well, we're pleased to meet you.
Come on, all. Let's give them some peace their first day. Hey, look, if you need anything, remember we're right through the wall. Hope you like Furbelow music, George. Got super surround sound sonic boomers in our place.
What is Furbelow music?
Mostly drums and chants. You know.
Oh, you'll love it.
So welcome, all you Jetsons, to Intergalactic Garden Estate.
Weird, huh?
I wonder what they're saying about us. You know, George, I've got the strangest feeling something wonderful's going to happen to us up here.
That's funny. I feel the same way.
Good night, George.
Good night, dear.
Thank you.
Wake up, George. Come on, Mr. Vice President, darling. Up and at 'em.
Stand back, Mrs. J. Let's see what this does.
Ow! Hey! What the? Jetson, sit back, relax. I'm Mac, your transportation. We're on your own personal skyway taking you right to the plant.
Huh? You mean no traffic? No gridlock? No skyway patrol?
That's right, bub.
My dream come true. Wait a minute. I can't go to the office in my pajamas.
Hey, no problem. We groom you on the way.
Hey, easy. Whoa, what's it? Oh, not bad.
Goodbye, darling.
Have a nice day, Dad.
Thanks, son.
Bye, Dad.
Enjoy the mall, dear. Feel better.
I love you, George.
Yeah. This is the life. To the office, Mac. You must be Rudy, too.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Jetson.
Call me George. Wow, what a place. Well, I guess we should have a staff meeting. I'd like to meet all the employees.
You just did.
You mean you and me? That's it?
That's why it's so cheap to make sprockets here. We're fully automated. But it's still all in your hands, George. Or should I say, your finger? There's the drilling bore. It brings up the ore.
The bore brings up the ore. Got it.
The ore makes the sprockets.
The ore makes the sprockets?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Pack the sprockets in the packets.
Shack the packets in the brackets.
For the lockers.
For the lockers.
Lock the sprocket locker key in the pocket of your jacket.
Got the sprocket locker key in my outer jacket pocket.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Take the bore, ore, sprocket packets from the packet packets.
And we rock it
while we're rapping. Yes, we rockin' while we're rappin', and we're rockin' and a-rollin', and we rocket the sprockets to Space League. Yeah!
Hey, you've done everything.
Everything but press the button that gets it all going. That's your job, George, and Mr. Spacely says you're the best.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but, well, yes, maybe I would.
I just have to make a few adjustments, then we'll notify Mr. Spacely we're ready to start.
Ah, I love my job. Tell me when you're ready, Rudy.
Yes, Mr. Vice President.
Call me for lunch.
This is our fifth opening day at the new plant. Jetson better not mess this thing up.
George's button pushing ceremony begins at noon, and we don't have too much time, so we'll just make this a quick little look around. And here we are, the Galaxy Galleria.
Bridge it to the right lane.
I hope George's credit is good up here.
It's lunaristic! Except Cosmic Cosmo isn't here. Mom, I'd sort of like to wander around by myself, if you guys don't mind.
Sure, go ahead. Just be back in time for us to get to Dad's ceremony.
No problem. Thanks! Maybe I'll go up to the nature zone.
A way of coming undone.
Cosmic Cosmo. I'll never trust another boy ever again. Ow! Oh, you dumb, dumb,
dummy?
Uh-huh.
Right.
It was all my fault.
My name's Apollo Bloom.
I'm Judy. Oh, my gosh, it's 2 minutes to 12. I've got to go.
Don't tell me you turn into a pumpkin. Hey! See you tomorrow, pumpkin? Same time, same place?
Yeah. Cosmogoric City!
Jetson?
Here, Coach.
You pair off with Teddy 2 for a little one-on-one. I want to see your best shot.
Sure, Coach. Hi. You any good?
My name may be Teddy 2, but I'm number one.
You mean you were? Back home, they used to call this the Elroy Elevator. Going up. Going down. Going in.
No way, El Rey.
That's 2 for Teddy 2.
I think your elevator is out of order. Coming to the ceremony?
You bet.
It's D-Day, gentlemen and woman, or as I prefer to call it, P-Day. P for profits. Today, the 1 millionth space lease sprocket. Tomorrow, the universe. It gives me great pleasure to introduce our new vice president up at the orbiting ore asteroid, George Jetson.
That's my George.
Way to go, Dad.
Elroy, I know your father hasn't had much time for you lately, but couldn't you show him a little support?
Okay.
Jetson!
There you are, Mr. Spacely. And, hi to you, board.
Hello, George.
Hi.
Before this finger presses the button to start the plant, I'd like to say a few words of thanks to Mr. Spacely for making this day possible for my family and...
Cool it, Jetson. Just push the stupid button.
Yes, sir. And now, the moment we've all been waiting for.
Yay! Yay! That's my
What's going on up there?
A frickin' bracket's broken in the sprocket lockin'. New glitches always have plants.
You're destroying my plant! Turn the machines off! Turn them off!
Yes, sir! Right away, sir! It's off, sir.
And get it started soon. Lost time means lost money. And lost money means lost vice president. Get it?
So can I stay over with Elroy tonight, Mom? Huh?
Dear, I'm not sure that's a good idea tonight after what happened.
Oh, Mom, please. Elroy saved me. He's my new best friend.
It's all right with me.
Oh, all right. But first, let me give you a hand.
Oh, that feels better.
Say thanks to Mrs. Jetson, be a good boy, and stay well-oiled.
All right!
George, there's something you should know. Since the plant opened, there's been an unusual amount of...
glitches?
Uh-huh. I thought we'd cleared them all up, but they keep happening. It may be safer for you to just leave.
What? And lose my chance to be a vice president? No way!
But, George, there's...
Not another word. George Jetson doesn't run away from a glitch. We just need to make a few repairs tomorrow. Then the magic Jetson finger will show just what it can do.
Oh, yeah!
In early.
That's because today's the day we're gonna lick these glitches, Rudy. Ready?
George, are you sure you want to do this?
Yes. My first vice presidential decision. Bingo.
Circuit breaker's broken in the sprocket locker bracket. I'll get a new one.
Stop this crazy thing!
I can't! It's stuck!
Now what, Jetson? What is it this time?
Just another little glitch, Mr. Paisley.
Another little glitch, eh?
Yes, sir.
I think I know what the glitch is, Jetson, and I'm looking at him. Gertrude, this is an emergency. Book me on the next cheap flight to the asteroid.
Well, may I get you anything?
Don't give those guys any more donuts.
I didn't know the Galleria had any place like this. It's Metagalactico.
No, don't! You all right?
I think.
This is all a hologram.
Wow. It looks so real.
You can punch up all kinds of make-believe scenery.
It's beautiful. That song you're playing, is that the one you sent to me?
Yeah. Do you remember the words?
I think so. Boyfriend.
Well, isn't this a small galaxy?
Mr. J!
Don't say a word.
Poor Mr. J.
All he needs is a good night's sleep.
Or a chiropractor.
I had no idea being a vice president could be so dangerous.
There's something going on, George. The two sprocket lockers were unscrewed from the lock sprocket sockets.
Say that again?
I can't.
You mean these weren't accidents?
No, they were a warning.
A what?
A warning to close down the plant. I might as well tell you. We've been getting them ever since the plant first opened. It's why Spacely's gone through four vice presidents.
Four?
They all had accidents just like this, then left.
Well, I'm not leaving. George Jetson doesn't scare that easily. Someone is sneaking in at night and fouling things up. So that means we gotta go back tonight and keep watch.
Good luck, George.
Huh?
I'm sorry, George. I like you, but I've gotta think about my family. I've got three hungry oil spots to fill.
I understand, Rudy. This is a job for a vice president anyway. George Jetson is mad, and he's not gonna take it anymore. Oh!
Dad needs help. Tonight, I'll help him solve the mystery of those accidents. All I need is my detecto kit.
And me.
No, Teddy 2. I can't ask you to help.
You help me. Besides, you don't even know the layout of the plant. I'm going.
Great. Me too. No, Astro. Not you two. And not you either, Fergie.
Oh. Why not?
Rare. Right, Rock.
Why not? Because Mom needs you here. You've got to look after her.
Right.
Okay. Then as soon as it gets dark, we sneak out the back, and then we'll go down to the plant. And we'll use my detector kit.
All right, Vandals. Now you've got George Jetson to deal with.
Thank you.
I'll be waiting for him. Eyes and ears open, coiled like a tiger, ready to spring.
He's disappeared.
Disappeared? Oh, no. Elroy and Reddy Roo.
Oh, no. Elroy? Where could those kids have gone?
Elroy, detective.
Detective? Elroy's playing detective? Where? Oh, no. The plant? Is that where he's gone?
Right. With Reddy Roo.
With Teddy, too.
You sure? I didn't see them there, and the plant's all locked up. I don't know how they'd get in.
I didn't remember the vent was so high.
My detecto kit has a rope.
Rope? Grab my ankles. I'll show you my elevator.
Wow.
Sorry, guys, but you know I wouldn't call if it weren't important. Is Elroy with you?
Elroy? No.
He and Teddy have wandered off. I need you to help me find them. Search the mall. Search the school. They might be at the plant.
Now?
Now. I knew you'd understand.
The light switch is over here somewhere.
What was that noise? Some fingerprint powder. I wonder where Dad is. Hey, where's my kit? Huh? What's going on? Really? Ready, set, go!
Fergie!
Gotcha.
Grungy!
Grungy?
Grungy! How do you know what he is, Fergie?
Fergie, Grungy's play.
Squeak! Squeak! And you play with him?
So, it's you little guys causing the accidents, trying to shut down the plant and get my father fired? Well, wait till he hears about...
I'm programmed for most languages, and I can tell you the Grungy community is not very happy with what we're doing here.
What are we doing here?
He says we've been destroying their town.
My dad? No way. I want to see for myself.
Elroy Jetson, hold it right there.
Well, well, look what we've got here.
Elroy, you're coming home with me, right?
Hey, what's that cute little guy?
That's Squeep.
I believe we've solved the mystery. He's the reason the plant's being sabotaged.
Come with us, will you guys? I've got a feeling we're gonna need your help. Teddy, are you programmed to be scared?
No.
I am.
But what?
Really, don't let the rooks at risk.
Are you sure they're down there, Astro?
Right. Astro?
We'll just get Dad to shut down the plant.
He can't do that. It's his job.
And my dad's, too.
Astro!
Roy!
But where's Mom? You're supposed to be looking after Mom.
Right here, son. And you've got a lot of explaining to do.
Are you all right, Mrs. J?
I'm fine. I found everybody. Except George.
George? George! Roarge! Right, Roarge! Dad! Dad!
George! What happened?
Are you all right, Dad?
No, I'm not all right. I was kidnapped by these vicious little furballs with beady eyes and razor teeth.
But, Dad, they were just trying to save their homes.
You're destroying their city.
They didn't know what else to do.
What's that?
Darling, I'm afraid we have to have a little talk.
You want me to do what? What? I'm finally a vice president after years of yes, Mr. Spacely. Absolutely, Mr. Spacely. Oh, and by the way, Mr. Spacely, now that I'm a vice president, my family wants me to close your plant and lose my job. Just as I reach the top. No. No, 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 no. And that's final.
Well, we'll just see about that.
Now, could someone please untie me?
Not yet. First, we negotiate.
What? Are you Jane Jetson? Are you my wife? Do you love me?
Yes, but do you love your family?
Of course I do. You're all I think about.
All you've thought about lately is your job.
Yeah, Dad. You've been so wrapped up in work, you haven't had time for us.
Okay, I'll put in for a long vacation, but it'll have to wait until I get the plant going again.
That's no good, George.
What else do you want?
George, all I ask is that you look around and see what your job is making you do. No job is worth destroying the lives of innocent creatures. See for yourself.
Oh, my gosh, it's a city.
It's more than a city. It's their entire world. You're destroying it. And them.
Mr. Jetson, the Grungies really feel bad about taking you down here. But as you can see, they were desperate.
But what can I do?
Jetson! Jetson!
Mr. Spacely!
Where's Jetson? And why is the plant shut down?
It's the middle of the night.
Machines don't sleep. Start it up. Every second lost means money lost. And money lost means I scream a lot.
But what about the Jetsons? They're all...
Forget that idiot Jetson. I'm gonna get my millionth sprocket if I have to do it myself. How dare you, you pile of bolts?
You don't understand. There's...
There. That's better. Nobody pushes Spacely.
I was so afraid.
I'm okay, Mom. I'm okay. Squeep's okay, too.
Thank all of you.
Come on! Come on, everyone! We've got to stop the drilling! Come on!
I never should have put that dummy Jetson in charge of an operation this important. When I get home, I'll get a new vice president.
You've already got a vice president.
Jetson!
Yes, sir, Mr. Spacely. That dummy, George Jetson.
What do you think you're doing, Jetson?
Turning off the plant before you do any more damage.
Stay away from this button. That's an order.
No, sir, Mr. Spacely.
What?
I said no, sir, Mr. Spacely.
Yay, Daddy!
My gosh, that felt good.
Mr. Spacely, you can't stand in the way of George Jetson. Geronimo!
Jetson, there better be a good explanation for this.
Oh, there is, all right. Did you know about these wonderful little creatures, Mr. Spacely, when you decided to mine this asteroid?
What creatures, Jetson?
These creatures. These wonderful creatures. You money-grabbing, insensitive, lying old goat. You did, didn't you?
Well, I may have heard something about...
You heard? All you care about is money.
Rah! But they're useless.
And I'm here to tell you they're not one bit useless. They just saved my boy's life is what they did.
The Grungies don't mean any harm.
Mr. Spacely, this whole planet is about different kinds of life forms.
All working together for the good of everyone.
What do you expect me to do? I can't just close the plant.
Then figure out a way to keep the plant and let the Grungies have their homes.
Can't you find it in your heart to reach a compromise?
Think about all the profits you've lost. But think of all the profits you'd make if you worked with the Grungies.
You mean hire all of them?
No, I mean become partners. They run the plant, sell you the sprockets at a fair price.
Fair?
Otherwise, you'll never get your millionth sprocket.
Ah! There's one little kick. It's a funny one saying the barrel cut a little slice.
And they found a way to recycle the old sprockets. Now, no one will ever have to mine this asteroid again.
999,999? 1 million!
Outer Galactic? The Outer Galacticist!
What did he say?
Let's hear it from Mr. Spacely.
I think I'm going to be sick. Jetson, I think you've done quite enough here.
Yes, sir, Mr. Spacely. Will I be getting a promotion?
A promotion? Ha! You're lucky I'm giving you your old job back.
But what about Vice President?
All right. You're a Vice President. But no raise.
Does this mean we have to leave?
Well, yes, son. With the Grungies running the plants, Spacely Sprockets doesn't need me here anymore.
I guess it's goodbye, Apollo.
Hey, it's okay. I'll come visit. I promise. In the meantime, here's the demo of the song I wrote for us.
Oh, Apollo.
Some dude might turn it into a hit. Maybe Cosmic Cosmo?
Uh-uh. This is ours. Just ours. Always.
Hey, your friends are calling. Hey, Squeep.
Can I use that move of yours, the Elroy elevator?
Didn't do me much good. But sure, if you want to.
Maybe someday we'll play on the same team.
We already have, and we won. I'm gonna miss this place a lot.
It just shows that you can make friends and prove yourself anywhere in the universe.
I know, Dad, but leaving's still hard.
Yeah, it is. I know.
Goodbye! Thank you for everything!
Goodbye, George! And lots of luck!
Thanks! Goodbye!
Lots of luck! See ya!
Bye-bye! Oh, where's Fergie?
Here she is. That sure was nice of you, wasn't it?
Was in it. I knew that it would make you be your best, put you to the test. But if sometimes it seems not worth the battle, that's when you'll see you can count on me. 'Cause I'm with you all the way.
You're...